This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials said Monday the death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in Dnipro Saturday has risen to at least 40, with rescue crews still searching the rubble for any survivors. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
According to the Associated Press Frontline War Crimes Project, the reported death toll on an apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro makes it the deadliest single attack on Ukrainian civilians since before the summer. Residents say the apartment tower did not house any military facilities. Meanwhile, the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington think tank, reports signs the Kremlin is taking steps to turn its Ukrainian invasion into a major conventional war after months of embarrassing military reversals. I'm Charles Diledesma.
On social media, Dnipropetrovsk regional governor Valentin Reshchenko said the attack Saturday had injured 75 people and the fate of 35 others was still unknown. The missile strike took place Saturday with what Ukraine's Air Force Command said was a Kh-22 missile launched from Russia's Kursk region. Military officials said Ukrainian forces shot down 21 of 33 total missiles Russia fired that day, but that Ukraine does not have a system capable of intercepting the Kh-22. The International Labor Organization has published its World Employment and Social Outlook Report for 2023 and is warning the current global economic slowdown will force millions of people to accept lower quality, poorly paid jobs. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The International Labor Organization reports global unemployment will rise by 3 million for a total of 208 million this year, with similar projections for 2024. ILO Director of Work Quality, Manuela Tomei, says both the quantity and quality of jobs will deteriorate. For the first time since the 1970s, Tomei says stagflation conditions, that is, high inflation and low growth combined, are threatening productivity and labor market recovery.
The Ukrainian war, geopolitical tensions, disruption in supply chains, high inflation, the tightening of monetary policies and great uncertainty overall are all contributing to depressing the prospects for labor markets.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.